Yes, yes, I know you're hungry. Ah, and here comes dinner.
Feed my Frankenstein.
Yes, Chef!
Brian was referring to me as Frankenstein.
I love it.
See what's going on.
I'm the one who resembles that guy more than anybody else.
I resemble that remark. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show, but I'm joined by two fancy guys. My producer, Fancy Brian, and yes, Chef Adam Pavlak, owner and operator of Egg and Flour, private chef extraordinaire. Adam, we've been talking about private chefing a bit, and I wondered if you might regale us, if without naming names, you know, protect the innocent here. Do you have a nightmare client? Do you have a nightmare client story? Because this is the stuff people really want to hear. Like, give us the dish.
I wouldn't say nightmare because I have some pretty tough skin. You know, working in restaurants my whole life and then going to be a private chef, it's kind of hard for them to top what I've already seen. One that comes to mind, I would say, is one that was checking on me. I think we were 3.5 weeks out of an event, and I was being checked in on daily for 3.5 weeks about, you know, small things, which, you know, that's fine. This person, you know, is just trying to put on a good event and a good experience for her guests, you know, and I would say, I can openly and honestly say, I wouldn't say I'm on the cheap realm of hire, you know, and people are spending good money to have me do something. And I would just say that was one where I was just, you know, I was trying to reassure every single time. And no matter what, the next day I'd get a text or a call or an email or whatever it was, which I wouldn't say, like I said, not nightmare client, but I think it'd be
a little high maintenance. High maintenance.
Just worried, like, hey, just let me do my job, I promise.
That's Chef Adam Pavlak and his little dog, too. I've had a few of those clients myself, sir. I call them high-touch clients. Here's another version of it, where I'll get, like, they'll call me and leave a voice message. Then they'll text me about the voicemail. And then I'll get an email about the voicemail and the text. I'm like, one will do. I will be back to you in 24 hours. But we're calling this segment Yes, Chef. And I mean, I think it's obvious to everybody, but Yes, Chef has entered the vernacular in a totally, totally kind of new way. I think largely driven by the TV show The Bear. But tell people, like, why is Yes, Chef, like, the buzzword that it is? It's not just used when, like, the executive chef gives a directive to a line chef, is it? It's used in the vernacular referring to everybody from front of house to back of house. Everybody gets responded to as Yes, Chef when you're working in restaurants. What's that about? Why is that such a thing? Why is that done?
Sure. So I wouldn't say it happens in restaurants from everything. I feel in the true real world, Yes, Chef is used in the back of house for the person that's on top. I know that The Bear shows that happening, you know, and that they all talk to each other like that and they respond to each other like that, which I think is kind of like a fun thing to show. Like, hey, we're all in this together. We're all a team.
Yep.
So I think that that's something that maybe they're showing in that show, or that's how he wants to run his kitchen and whatnot. Honestly, I don't work in a lot of restaurants, or I haven't worked in a lot of restaurants or kitchens where we're saying Yes, Chef to a server or something, or even to the front of house manager or whatever. It's only to, you know, the chef.
Top.
And that's a simple way of saying, yes, Chef, there's no other questions. We don't need to say anything else. It's yes, I understand. And it's just a quick way because it's all about communication in the kitchen.
Yeah, there's so many cool things that being around some folks that have worked for a long time in restaurants. I got a bunch of friends in service, few clients on the legal side that own restaurants and bars, and just being around, there's so much vernacular, right? There's so much sort of all kinds of, and not just the technical terms for, you know, like a julienne versus a dice or a chop or those sort of the building blocks of cooking, but just how you actually walk around in a kitchen to avoid the dangers of which there are so very many in a kitchen. Some handy dandy tips there for sure. I was once in a very, very, one of Milwaukee's best restaurants. And the head chef, he was helping to bring the plates out and tell people, you know, here's what you're eating, blah, blah, blah. And I said, chef, blah, blah, and I asked him a question, right, addressing him as chef. And I thought this was really cool, kind of to your point about the bear, was in response to that, he looked at me and he said, miss, and by then I had introduced him, he said, Maggie, you don't call me chef. This is my name. You call me this, and that's Sarah, and that's John, and that's Derek, right? And he had dispensed with the entire sort of conceit of yes, chef. I think it's interesting how different restaurants and locations engage with those sort of hierarchical structures in kitchens very differently. Oh, what's your little doggy's name? We very vocal this afternoon.
He is, and he was so good in the first segment. I think he's starting to get his zoomies and be like, hey, why are you not looking at me and paying attention?
Yeah,
his name is Alfredo.
Oh, well, of course his name is Alfredo. Well, you tell Alfredo we will see him and you next week, because every Tuesday at 2:30, it is this now newly named segment called Yes, Chef, with Chef Adam Pavlik of Egg and Flour.
And this is him right here. If you're watching the live feed, he's a little monster.
Folks, that is a black and tan
dachshund.
And that is a very, very cute black and tan dachshund. And I just want to snuggle with that. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, which means that Chef Adam and your host, me, Maggie Dawn, have matching dachshunds. Mine is brown and caramel. His is black and tan. We'll describe all of it in food terms, of course. You can catch Adam and I again every Tuesday at 2:30 for our little segment called Yes, Chef. Have a great week, Adam. Cook great food.
Thank you so much. I love being on.
It's super fun, as Wisconsin's own Penzi Spices says. Love people. Cook them good food.
I like cooking people as food, but that's just me.
Listen, folks, we're going to be back at the top of the hour, and it is 3:00, and every day that means it's Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. I'm so excited to be joined by Professor Dorothy Brown. She's the Martin Ginsburg Chair of Taxation at Georgetown University Law Center. She's been studying tax policy for quite some time, and it doesn't surprise me one iota that our tax system is a bit racist. We'll talk about why when we come back. It's important for each and every one of us to know not just how the tax system basically is set up to screw over the middle class, but again, that it has very real racial implications. We'll talk about it next here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't wipe your hands on your apron, Chef.
Chef.
Chef.